Welcome to Podcasts of Foes. I'm Greg Tito, host of Dragon Talk, the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast. To celebrate the launch of Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, we worked with more than 20 of the community's favorite live play D&D podcasts to record special episodes using monsters and lore from Tome of Foes. We love highlighting the creativity of these amazing players and dungeon masters, and hopefully you will find one or two new podcasts to follow. To find out more about these groups and Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, head to dnd.wizards.com/mtof or check out our live video programming on twitch.tv/dnd. I wanted to thank Victoria Rogers from the Broadswords for organizing all these amazing adventures from the community in this Podcasts of Foes. And to find out about the next D&D adventure, check out the Stream of Many Eyes on June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. More information on that event can be found at dnd.wizards.com/some. Have fun listening to this awesome one-shot adventure featuring monsters, stories, and lore pulled straight from Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, available in game stores on May 18th and everywhere else on May 29th. Have fun rolling dice!
I'd like to ask Wizard of the Coast again, who hurt you?
It's really like you want to tweet Mike Morales directly. Mike Morales, are you okay, buddy? Everything all right at home?
Do you need a blanket fort? We're good at those.
Hey, my name is Theron, and I play Nat the Bear. She's a paladin.
Hello, friends. My name is Nikki. I play Willow, the elven cleric of the ocean god.
Hi, my name's Lauren. I play Amira, the sorceress.
Hi, I'm Livy, and I play Nova, the lightfoot halfling rogue.
And I'm Sarah, the dungeon master, and welcome to another episode of Roll Like a Girl.
I know. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Roll Like a Girl. This is going to be a little bit different than all of our episodes. As you can tell, it's released on a weird day, but that means that this is celebrating the release of Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes for our D&D overlords. This is going to basically be a one-shot. We're still going to be using our same characters, Amira, Nova, Nat, and Willow, and just kind of go with it. So before we get into this episode, there are a few people I'd like to thank. First and foremost, I'd like to thank Victoria Rogers of our wonderful friends at the Broadswords for getting us involved into this project. It means an awful lot for us to be invited to even join this kind of community. I would like to thank Jay, the FedEx man,
thanks, Mr.
for being so kind to work with me on some slight difficulties on getting the book to my house. But thank you, Jay. You're the best man ever. I'm just really relieved there's people out there like you. Girls, do you have anybody you want to thank?
I, too, would like to thank the FedEx man for getting us what we needed. Thank you, FedEx man.
Thank you, FedEx man.
We salute you.
We do. So there's not going to be a recap because we're just going to go. So ladies, you are in the middle of going to and from, leaving from your previous adventure, going off to the next one, and you get a message from Odette, basically asking you to come back to Helmfirth to help her and Wilfred with a little problem, quote unquote. So you travel the road for a few days, and then you've returned back to where it all began, Helmfirth. It's a small break. It's nice to kind of see everybody again, but as you get into town, you don't see any of the representatives from the Adventurers Enclave, but you do eventually find Odette, and she is just freaking excited to see you guys again. She gives you all hugs. Chester's happy to see her. It's a happy little reunion. She brings you back to the house, and on the way back, she informs you that Chris is out of town on a, another adventure.
Oh, what a shame.
And, Wilfred has been asked to step in for the time being. When you guys get to their house, they make you dinner because it is getting closer to the end of the day. And you guys get settled in and they tell you kind of what they're needing help with. There's a research caravan. It was supposed to arrive in town yesterday, but they've not made an appearance as of yet. They sent a scouting party ahead about late last night to see if they could find the caravan. It's been a little while past their check-in time. They were supposed to have sent a message to Odette and Wilfred updating them on their situation, and they have not heard anything back yet. So they are concerned about the well-being of the scouts and the well-being of the caravan itself. And of course, Chris isn't here to make any judgment calls or pull or band together a large number of people. So Wilfred thinks that this might be up y'all's alley to kind of help him out and go see what's going on. He gives you a map. He says, he points it out which direction the scouting party has gone and see if you guys would be willing to pick up the trail for them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Anything for them.
Excellent. Excellent. So you get your shopping done and out of the way. And the next morning, early, Odette has already made you biscuits, eggs, bacon, and cheese. And she kind of slaps them all together and gives you those to go. Chester will not leave Odette's side.
Oh,
he's
pretty happy being back with her for a little bit. And when you, Nova, go to try and bring him along with you, he just stays behind Odette for a little bit.
Oh, Chester. That's so cute.
Okay, so Wilfred said he could point us the direction that the scouts went. Was that right?
Yep, he's given you a map and pointed towards the west. The road that they took on their way out and where the caravan, where they were expecting to at least see the caravan if it made its way properly. So that's the last location that he knows of the scouts.
Let's head out there then.
Cool. So it's pretty easy for you guys to pick up their trail because it is a main road. But you travel it for a good while, about 3 hours on the trail. You can start to see where the tracks are fading just because of weather, time, that sort of thing. But then you come across a small beaten path that they have taken. It leads off of the road and you come to what looks to be like a clearing that's been made to support a decent side camp. So you've got trees surrounding it and everything. So you come across a small clearing. You can see that there's two horseless wagons that are parked, but you don't see any horses attached to them. You see, however, tops of 8 tents, but there's really not much else going on here. What do you do?
Well, I guess we should split up and look around, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Because splitting out works out so well for us.
Well, this time we're in a small encampment and not a large city, so we should be
okay. Yeah, we'll only be 90 feet apart. It'll That'll be fine.
We can get there fast.
Okay, take whoever you're taking with you and do some investigating.
I'm going to come look at this closest tent over here to the right.
Okay.
Nat is going to go look at the table. Or whatever this is in the middle.
Okay.
Amira's going to go towards, like, the cages.
There are bodies on the ground. Amira, once you got closer, you can smell the stench of rotting flesh. And you are able to see on the west side of the camp that there are 4 humanoid shapes that are covered in blood and gore.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to check those out.
Okie dokie. As you get... Nova, go ahead and place yourself real fast. Okay, we're gonna jump with Amira because she is the closest.
And this is how
Amira,
I die.
As you, yeah, as you get closer, you start hearing something. It makes a weird sound, and you can see it. Yeah, I'm not gonna make that noise again either because that freaking hurt. You see 3 shapes come running out from underneath the tree. And this is something that you've never seen them before.
I think Amira's terrified.
They are short bipedal creatures that are white and pinky flesh tones. Oh. Their maw makes up most of their head. They have two large talons that protrude at awkward angles from both of their feet. And you can see now that they have no arms. They've got green beady eyes that immediately snap up to Amira.
Oh no.
And they open their mouths, letting out a loud shrill, and you could see the many rows of sharp teeth coming from them. Let's roll initiative, girls.
Amira's writing this down in her like her little journal going, hey guys.
Well, they're rushing you.
So aside, but still, hey guys. 17.
22.
They got an 18. Okay, Nova, you hear this loud trilling noise coming from over in Amira's direction. What are you going to do?
I'm going to turn around. Do I see the chickens?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to go, those are some weird chickens, and I'm going to shoot the one closest to me with my crossbow.
Go ahead and roll to hit.
Ooh, natural 20. Good job, baby.
Wow. Okay, go ahead and roll your damage, and you get double the damage on your, or double the die. So originally, 6 points of damage. Cool. Okay, next is going to be the creatures.
Please no.
Chicken.
Uh-oh. They kind of run like little raptors. So this one's going to run up on you, Amira, and it's going to bite you.
I don't have a high AC.
Does a 14 hit you?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Of course it does.
You are going to take 6 points of damage. And
oh no.
It's going to attach itself to you.
I'm sorry, what?
It latches onto your leg. It's like a really angry dog. It latches onto your leg with this toothy maw, and it clamps down hard and does not let go.
Oh!
I think she's screaming.
Giant leeches. This is horrible. With, like, legs and stuff.
The second creature that ran out of underneath the tree is going to run up to Amira and follow suit.
He's going to get my other leg.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
And you get another 6 points of damage, and it also latches onto your leg.
How many points of damage?
6 points of damage.
So I've got two of these attached to my legs.
To your legs.
Cool.
Yes.
Please no more. So please no more.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
This one is also going to run up and try and latch onto Amira as well.
Oh, what is happening?
Does 12 hit your AC?
Why is
oh, hold AC? On. It gets advantage. 12 is your 12 AC?
12 is my AC.
It jumps up and grabs your arm and is latched on for another 6 points of damage.
Why did we send the spellcaster the furthest into the camp?
I saw dead bodies. I just wanted to check them out.
Oh.
There's another one that comes running around the corner of the tent at the southern Russian side. Sees that it's sees that its friends have that person and is gonna go for a new person. Nova.
No.
It missed. Oh no, it has. Nope.
Wait, what?
Yep, nope.
My AC is 18.
It misses.
Ah.
Yes, it misses. And,
why can't I get that
it
chicken?
It tries to jump at you, but it, like, misses. And this one is also going to run up. Another one comes out from behind the tent and runs to you, Nova. And gets a 17. Oh, damn. So it missed as well.
Yeah.
Okay. That's these creatures' turn. Amira, what are you going to do?
Panic.
Panic. Yes, that's good. I like it.
I'm going to go ahead and activate my Mantle of the Flame. Actually, okay. I would activate my Mantle of the Flame. I hate doing that, but she's panicking. Cool, so they all take 4. So they all take 4 points of fire damage, side note. And then she's going to go ahead and do a Thunder Wave.
So the one that already got hit by Nova, it just drops off of you. It releases its grasp. Go ahead, do your Thunder Wave.
So I need a DC 15 of Constitution save. Yeah, I need that first.
Oh,
stop that.
I can't help it. So the one rolled a 19 on the die, but has a -1. So it had an 18. The second one on...
Oh, Jesus. Sarah.
The same role? My God.
Do you hate me? Have I upset
no,
you?
No, I don't hate you. You need to ask Roll20 if it hates you. So what happens, Lauren?
They take 5 points of damage, but they're not pushed away from me.
Okay,
question, can I move with these things on me?
You can definitely move. Where are you moving to?
Hold on.
It's half your movement right now.
Just get closer to that.
Closer
like,
to
help.
The person with the sword.
Right?
And she's yelling, help me, please.
And they move with you because they're attached to you.
But then as a bonus action, I'm going to go ahead and expend 2 sorcery points. I just want these things off of me. Cast Firebolt on them, or on one of them.
Okay.
I'm going to cast it on this one.
Alrighty.
So,
what is it? Is it an attack roll?
It is. Give me a hot second. If I don't roll well, I'm probably just going to cry. Will it 18 hit?
Yes.
So it's going to take 13 points plus, I think it gives, so it takes 17 points of damage.
Okay. That is enough to kill it. You have fried this chicken.
Boo.
Great.
I'm just going, Nat, get it off, get it off, get it off.
Nat, it's your turn.
Okay, so I run up next to Amira.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit the remaining creature with my great sword. Does a 13 hit it?
No.
No? Okay, so I'll swing again. Okay. Does a 14 hit it?
No.
Oh,
man. That's not great. Do I have anything I can do as a bonus? That's pretty much all I can do.
Okay. Willow, it's your turn.
Cool beans. Well, I'm just going to mosey on up over here to Amira.
Okay.
And cast Cure Wounds on her.
Okay.
Thanks, baby.
Oh, yeah. Max damage, or healing, so get 12.
Thank you.
And I'm like, what the heck is this? What is this?
I don't know,
what were you doing?
Chicken!
Nova, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm gonna turn to the one facing directly in front of me, and I'm gonna hit it with my greatsword. Not my greatsword, my glitter blade. I don't have a greatsword.
So that's pretty hard for you to hold. 17 hits.
So that's 13 points of damage.
Okay. It is dead. It is the creature's turn. So the one on Amira is hanging on tightly.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take 4 points of damage, I think. Let me make sure that's right.
Mantle of Flame?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's going to continue latching onto you, and you are going to take 6 more points of damage.
Okay.
And it's like it's growling. It's very strange. Nova, the one on you, is going to attack you. With a natural 1, it cannot get worse than that. And next, it's Amira.
I want to take a step, since it's attached to me, and like step right here, so that way it's the whatever body part has this thing attached to it, Nat can like has a direct line of sight. What does that make sense?
Yeah. You're just turning yourself.
Yeah, I'm just gonna,
because
like,
it's attached.
Or I guess I could just stay there, but I'm gonna turn myself and be like, get it off, and I'm gonna go ahead and do my firebolt again. 11 won't hit it. So
no, it will not.
I'm not gonna expend any sorcery points because I want to hold on to those. So,
yep.
Okay,
Nat, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm gonna try to slice it up again.
Okay.
Does it 21 hit?
21 hits.
So that will be 14 slashing damage.
You have slashed it down. It is dead.
Great.
And she didn't chop off Amira's arm, right?
Correct.
We'll just stack problems to this.
Does its sucking leech mouth stay attached when I cut it in half?
No, it drops off.
That's terrifying.
Great.
But it leaves like pierced holes in Amira's legs.
Oh. So I destroy that guy and then I run over to towards Nova and hit the other one.
Okay. Go ahead and make that attack roll.
A 16?
It does.
That's 12 damage.
That one is cut and sliced in half.
Beautiful. Now that I have a moment, have I ever seen anything like these guys?
Go ahead and make me a knowledge.
That's not a thing.
It's a religion check. That's why I stopped myself.
Oh, great. 15.
No, you've not seen these before.
Oof. Can I just study it? Because, like, I'm probably a little freaked out, but also at the same time, I'm very intrigued as to what the hell these are. Do you need, like, a religion, arcana? Tell me what you need.
I will take arcana from you.
12. And I deactivated my mantle.
Yeah, you've never seen anything like this before.
What the hell? And
so, while Amira is there doing her Amira thing of like, bleeding from all over her body, but also, like picking at this creature and making notes, I'm just gonna, like, grab her arm and do a medicine check and make sure that where it was attached to her isn't infected or anything.
Yeah, go ahead and roll me a medicine check.
19?
It doesn't look like it's been infected.
Okay.
It looks more like a like you would expect a bear bite to be look like a bear bite, right? Like mm-hmm. You can see the teeth puncture marks and everything. This is like a bear bite times 3 because it had 3 rows of teeth, so you see multiple rows of teeth just in Amira's arm. So that's why it had such a good grasp on her. But you don't see anything poisonous about it. You don't see anything, you know, lingering.
Okay.
Any lingering effects. It just looks like a bite.
Then I'm going to go over to the dead guys and see if it looks like they were killed by these creatures.
That's a pretty safe assumption. What you can tell, go ahead and roll me an investigate check real fast.
Oh, yeah, I'm killer at that. 5. Got a 5.
Yeah.
I got an 8.
Yeah.
I was going over there eventually to do it. I just got attacked. Can I do one too?
Yeah, do whatever you want to do. Not really, but yeah.
Oh, that's a 5. Fuck it.
Nova?
I'd like to investigate these things, too.
Thank God.
Nova's 14. Your saving grace. So the one thing you do notice is that most of the meaty parts, like the stomach, the legs, have been chewed upon.
Ew.
It looks like these guys have been killed by these creatures. So that's a pretty safe assumption. You guys are so enraptured with just looking and studying the bodies that Nova actually picks up and sees a faint blood trail.
We should split the party. Let's do it.
What can go wrong? 3 ways?
There's only 4 of us.
4 ways.
Okay.
So we're not splitting the party.
Yep. So you've got a trail that leads this way to the northeast. You've got a trail that leads to the northwest. You've got a trail that leads to the southeast. And one that leads directly south.
Are these dead guys the scouts that were sent out from Helmfirth?
Mm. They are wearing the colors of Helmfirth, so yes.
Okay.
Can I try and investigate the chickens to find out what they are?
You can make me an arcana or a religion check. Whichever one's better.
Them's is the same. 8.
As far as you're concerned, they are mutated featherless chickens.
Does an 18 religion get me anything?
An 18 religion does get you a little something.
Secrets.
You can tell, obviously, that they are monstrous in nature.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard inklings of stories from the Shadowfell, but you've never seen these kinds of creatures before.
Oh, weird. Okay.
But you've heard of creatures like this from the Shadowfell. That's about as much as you got from them.
Hmm. Okay.
And You know that they're called the Wretched.
The Wretched? Wow. The
Wretched Chickens.
They are wretched chickens. Okay, which direction do you guys want to go first?
Can we scout to see if there's like an obvious way that we should go.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea.
Why don't we send the sneaky one to go sneak around and find that for us?
So, Nova, it looks like you are headed to the southeast?
Southwest.
Yes. Yes.
While she's doing that, I want to check out these cages over here. And just see if there's anything in them.
Let's go ahead and do yours first, Amira, because yours is going to be quick and easy. Yeah. There are 5 cages at the back of the camp. They are underneath the tree lines. But looks like one of the doors has been busted open. The other 4 are empty, but it looks like the doors are just sitting open.
Just sitting ajar?
Okay.
Amira will write that down. What?
Does it look like these creatures came from that cage? Like, I don't understand what the cages were for. So, it looks like one of the cages has corpses in them, but they're like pigs and goats. It would be this cage on the far right-hand side. You can see the same kind of bite marks on those animals that they were feeding off of.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, they were originally kept in that cage.
Wilfred said that there was supposed to be some sort of research caravan coming, right? I'm guessing maybe their research got the better of them.
That's what it seems like, at least.
Yeah, that's my first assumption.
Nova, we're going to go ahead and jump to you. So you're going to follow that blood trail. Go ahead and make me a survival track to keep on the tracks. Survival check to keep on the tracks. There we go.
That's good.
16.
Okay, you're able to follow the body a little ways into the forest. It's about 15 minutes of walking, and you hear what sounds like weeping.
Oh, no.
Weeping?
It's choked sobs and a... Hello?
Oh, God.
Oh, hello?
Oh, no.
Oh, she's 15 minutes away from us right now?
15 minutes away from y'all.
Oh, no. I mean, knowing Nova as a person, I have to investigate it. I'll be stealthy.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Probably a good idea. I don't want to kill you right away.
I thought you said this wasn't canon.
I lied! I'm kidding. Go ahead and make yourself check, Nova.
Okay. 22.
Okay. As far as you know, you are hidden. You follow the crying noise for about 30, 40 feet until you come across a small clearing. And you see a bipedal figure. It's not humanoid in the sense that you'd expect humanoid. It is tall. It has 5 limbs, 3 on its left side and 2 on its right. You can tell that the skin is hugging its bones, and it has hollow white eyes. Instead of hands for its limbs, it has what looks to be like claws, like one long claw that's curved.
Run,
freaking haunting to look at this thing. And it's going, hello.
It
sounds really sad.
I'm gonna turn around and walk it away. I don't like that thing.
As you're running away, you can hear a hello.
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna stay for a little while and observe what it does and just hide. I want to see what this thing does.
Okay, make another self check for me, please.
Okay, I'm literally like nervous. Like, I don't like this thing.
Well, that's really good.
That's a 27.
Yeah, as far as you know, you're hidden.
As I know.
Again.
Yep. And it seems to just walk around in circles in this clearing. It sniffles. You can hear it sniffle.
Uh-uh.
And it goes, hello? But other than that, it doesn't really seem to do anything.
I'm gonna leave. I just don't like this thing. I can't. Like, part of me is like, speak to it. But the other part of me, the smart part of me, is like, don't do that.
Okay, so you make your way back to the camp. So, ladies, Nova's been gone about 30 minutes. And at the end of the 30 minutes, she comes back. What have you done in that time? Have you been, I'm assuming, digging through the camp, seeing what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So,
and getting nervous and, like, I don't even know which path she took because she's so sneaky. So, looking out for her. Yeah.
So you've been digging through the camp, through the tents, trying to kind of piece together what's been going on. You find a lot of personal belongings, like sleep packs, clothes, trail rations, that sort of thing. But that's nothing too extremely exciting has been found as of yet.
Okay, if we're not finding anything good, I would probably go about trying to sort of prepare these bodies or at least do something a little bit more respectful than just leaving them there with bite marks and...
They do have, like, belts or pouches on their belts of some of their belongings. I'm not gonna rob them. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, like, as you're, you know, like an identification kind of thing, like they're from Helmfirth. Mm. So it's their belongings that, and you just kind of stack them off to the side, right?
Yeah.
And I guess you do your thing. So Nova comes rolling back into camp.
Guys, I didn't like that thing.
What did you find, Nova?
I didn't like that thing at all. Oh, I'm going to describe it to them. It had like 5 arms. It was very white and it was very tall. I didn't like that thing.
Do we want to go check it out? Oh no! Just kidding.
It was walking around and it was going hello, and it sounded kind of cute. But then I saw it.
It's the worst petting zoo ever.
It was. I didn't interact with it, and I think that should tell you guys how bad it looked and scared me.
So you're saying we should go investigate another direction instead?
Or should we go destroy that abomination you just described?
Yeah, because finds its way to home first.
I think we should kill that thing, because I didn't like it at all. Not at all.
Sounds good.
And then do a different path, because I don't want to encounter anything else like that ever again in my life.
Okay. Sounds like a plan is made. As you guys get closer, about 60 feet, you can hear the weeping that Nova had mentioned. And soft little, hello?
Okay. I'm whispering. Do we want to approach this?
I mean, kind of.
But... I mean, maybe it's nice. Maybe it's just scary looking.
Okay. I'll talk to it, but be ready.
Okay.
And break.
When she goes to talk to it, I'm going to perch myself in a tree with my crossbow at the ready.
I'm going to walk with her so that I'm not left way behind.
Thank
my
God.
Okay. So, Nova, are you trying to be stealthy getting into the tree?
Yes.
Okay, make me another stealth check.
Yes.
And put yourself in a tree that you wanted to be put in.
That's a 16. Oh, I don't like that thing.
Willow, what are you doing?
I am following Amira and Nat at a slight distance.
Okay.
Now, did you say the description of the creature, it had multiple arms, or it has, like, wounds on its sides?
It has 5 arms. There's 3, well, limbs, not arms. It has 3 limbs on its left side and 2 on its right. Instead of hands, it protrudes into spikes.
Okay, I got that part. I heard it was wounded on its sides, but... Okay, arms.
Its skin is, like, sticking to its bones. Okay.
Gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Do we see it from where we are?
Not yet, but you do hear it crying and going, hello. Right.
Amira's going to take another step, a couple steps closer.
Okay. As you guys are getting closer, go ahead.
Can I use my divine sense once I think that I'm within 60 feet of it?
Yes. You start off your divine sense and you get a ping of evil.
Okay.
Coming directly from this creature.
So I whisper to Amira, we should just kill it.
Are we sure?
Yes.
maybe you could tell us if it's seen the researchers. Maybe.
Hello?
Sorry,
maybe,
what?
Maybe you could tell us if it's seen the researchers.
Hello?
I don't think that it would tell us the truth. We should just get ready for a fight.
And it comes around the corner and goes, hello?
Hi.
Oh.
And it begins to make its way towards you guys.
Like, okay.
Menacingly?
Is it running towards us? Is it, what's it doing? Because that will dictate the next move.
It is approaching you with its limbs spread out wide.
Oh!
Hey! You can do an insight check if you wish.
Yes.
I don't wish to. I'm threatened and okay. I'm going to attack it.
Okay. Well, Willow, that thing is gonna hug you and it's gonna hurt.
Okay, guys, I'm taking back my earlier thing about talking to it. It doesn't, I don't think we should hug it.
I rolled an 8.
I think we should roll initiative.
I think it's friendly. I just want to hug it. Natural 20.
I really think this thing is going to haunt my nightmares.
Good job, Sarah.
Like, I feel, tense. I feel, running.
Your fight or flight response is trying to kick in here.
It really is.
Top of the round, Amira, you go first. It is coming towards you with arms wide open.
And, okay, so Nat and Willow are very adamant about killing it. So if it's coming up towards us threateningly, I'm just going to go ahead and what am I going to do? Well,
this thing is creepy as fuck.
I'm just doing magic missile.
Okay.
It seems like a good thing to magic missile.
I'm just going to, from a distance, I'm a distance fighter, not a close fighter. Magic missile at first level. 11. It takes 11 points of force damage.
All right, it takes it.
Okay. I'm going to expend the sorcery points and get mirror images of myself.
Okay.
I know, I think I get 3.
Okay.
Yep, and then that's going to be my turn. I'm going to still read this and make sure I did this right.
While you're reading that, we're going to move next to Willow.
All right, cool beans. It looked like the magic missiles had full effect on the creature.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am going to actually cast Guiding Bolt at it from here at second level. Oh, shoot. Does an 11 hit?
An 11 misses.
All right. Well, then I miss. That's a sadness. And I will move around the rock here.
Okay.
To there.
Okay. Nova, you're next.
Okay. So this thing doesn't see me, right? So any attack would constitute as a sneak attack?
Yes.
Cool. I'm going to shoot it with my crossbow.
Nice. 22 hits.
Does a 22 hit? Okay. So that's 22 points of damage.
Okay. Next is its turn, and it starts crying because, hello!
Oh! No!
The anti-living monster.
It's going to continue its approach.
I love it when they come to me.
Right? Yeah. It makes it so much easier for your little stumpy legs.
Yeah. It just comes up to you. And it's going to attempt to attack you.
Oh, God. The idea of this thing attacking my tiny little gnome body is so scary.
Okay, so a 25, I'm going to assume, is going to hit you. Oh,
definitely hits.
You take 13 points of damage as one of its arms just pierces into you.
Ow.
Oh.
But that's all it can do this turn. Nat, you're up to bat.
So I am going to cast Divine Favor on myself. It didn't work right in roll 20, but it gives me extra radiant damage on my attacks.
Yep, an extra d4, so, right?
Yes. So I am going to try and hit it with my greatsword.
Okay.
Does 18 hit?
Yes. Yes, and 18 hits.
Okay, so that is 9 regular damage plus 4.
Nice.
It's a good, good turn. Okay.
Well, I can still hit it again. Yep.
21
will hit.
Yes, ma'am.
So that will be a total of 14 damage.
Okay. It starts crying out even louder. It's pretty freaking haunting.
I shout at it like, I know that you're not actually nice. I can sense it.
And Mary, you are up and this thing is in front of you and Nat. But its attention right now is on Nat.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I think I have my frying pan with me.
You do?
Yeah, I've got my frying pan with me. So I'm going to go ahead and cast Scorching Ray at a second level at it.
Okay.
Does a 14 hit?
No, ma'am.
Welp. At least that was on my...
You get 2 more rays, baby. 2 more rays.
2 rays. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank you. It's 3 rays total.
Thanks, honey. Fuck, honey. 22? Does a 22 hit?
22 is going to hit.
Well, it takes 3 points of fire damage.
Thanks, honey.
That was a...
God, my scorching rays just happened. Ass.
It's because of the frying pan. They're tired of being stored.
So that's 12 charges left on that bitch. Okay. And then I'm going to... Nah, I'm just going to stay there. I'm not leaving Nat to deal with this thing by herself.
Very brave of you. Next is Willow.
All right. All right, all right, all right. I'm going to walk back around to where I just was. Mm-hmm. I will attempt to draw my long sword and stab it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll slash it, actually.
Get it.
Does a 19 hit?
A 19 hits.
That would be 6 slashing damage. It is silver, if it matters, but not magic.
Okay. Still up. Hmm. Nova, you're up to bat.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna hop down from a nice safe tree and go help my friends.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to hit it with glitter. Cool. Yep.
22 is going to hit.
22 is going to hit. Okay, and then a sneak attack because it's surrounded by my friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
And because of the advantage.
Yeah.
That makes math 29.
Okay. It starts crying as Nova stabs it, and it falls dead. And now Nova is having a crisis.
I think Nat is too. Just like, it tried to hug me with those creepy eyes. Amir's
poking it with her quarterstaff. What is this thing?
Right? So Amira and Willow are like picking up the clawed ends, going, what is this?
Can you do an arcana check on this too?
Yeah, dude.
It's probably going to be like a 3 or something. Oh, it was an 8.
You are amazing.
That's great.
I'm good too. We are pillars of knowledge, you and I.
Yeah, you guys look at each other and go, I don't know.
It sucks because I actually have proficiency in arcana checks and I can't roll past a 10.
I'm going to look at it too.
You can't even bring yourself to look at it. You're so freaked out.
I rolled a natural 1, by the way.
You're not understanding this kind of creature. It's something none of y'all have ever seen
before.
I
hate her.
Can we go look in its cave and see if there's anything in there?
Yeah. Yeah,
you there can might be more there. Of it.
Amir is just writing notes diligently of this creature.
Make an investigate check, Willow.
You got it, boss. Oh, 15. That's good for once.
You do see a corpse.
Aww.
It is a robed figure.
Okay.
It's a half-elf woman. And looks
that's
like
probably
she's,
one of our researchers.
Yeah, she looks like she's been stabbed.
Ugh. I wonder what could have stabbed her. Weird.
Yeah, she's got like stab wounds in her back and in her front. It's pretty gruesome.
Thinking back to how the monster was talking, did it sound the hello it was saying? Did it sound the same every time, like it was mimicking something?
Ooh.
No.
Okay. Just curious.
That's really good concept.
that was really smart too. No, but it's a woman. It looks like she's got some stuff on her belt.
Well, we think that she's probably one of the researchers, right? So should we take her back to the caravan?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys carry her back to the caravan. And let's cross that trail off of our checklist, yeah?
Thank God.
So it's time to go look at one of the other trails, huh?
Okay, that was a really good monster. That monster hurt my soul.
Yep. Mr. Wizards of the Coast, we give that monster a what do you say, a 10 out of 10? 9 out of 10? 10 out of 10.
That's an 11 out of 10, that creep factor, I think. That's good.
Yeah, that's freaking creepy. Oh my if you God. Like that one, there's more.
And no! More foes.
All right, girls. We've got 3 trails left to investigate. Which one shall we do?
Am I scouting again?
No.
No.
Thank God.
Let's just...
We should probably just go south.
Yeah.
Okay. So you travel south. That path leads you... You think it kind of would cross the one that you were just on, but it actually leads you away further south, more than east, southeast. Mm-hmm. And you guys come... Can hear it before you see it. It's another loud, gut-wrenching sob.
Oh!
It's deeper, but it doesn't say anything. The last ones that kept saying hello over and over and over, this one is just... It's sobbing.
Does it sound monstrous or does it sound like a person?
Make a perception check.
Perception?
All of us are just her.
Only if you want to.
18. Ooh, natural one.
10.
Oh, 21 for me.
Okay. So, Willow and Nat, you guys can kind of, after listening to the last one, this sounds monstrous and neat.
Okay, does it sound similar?
It's deeper. It sounds similar, but deeper voice. Okay.
Yeah. Should we sneak up closer and get a better look? See what it is?
Yeah.
You can hear the crying sounds coming from this direction, from the top of the map.
Nat is going to jog forward a little bit and do another divine sense.
Okie dokie. And what's the radius, remind me again, of divine sense?
It's 60 feet.
Okay.
She's going to try and get it in there based on sound.
Yeah, you're able to get that based on sound, and you get a ping of evil. Okay. And monstrous.
So I turn back to the crew and I say, there is another evil thing.
I want to
My God
die.
Told me.
Surprise!
So we should probably just go kill it.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess.
Are you... Okay, are you guys going to be sneaky or just go?
I'm going to be sneaky. I don't know about
make,
y'all.
Make your... If you're going to be sneaky, make yourself checks now.
I kind of want to try.
Okay.
I'm not going to try, so how
do... Yeah, me too.
How do you want to split it up?
I'm going to be doing this on an individual-based check, not a group check. Okay. Amira, Willow, and Nova, you guys think you're pretty well hidden.
We think we're pretty well hidden?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going towards, like, I'm trying to spread out a little bit, so I'm towards the cave.
I'm gonna like right here. Climb another tree.
I'm gonna walk up with Nat, that's fine. We can be that's loud and distracting for the other girls.
In the cave, can I just do a quick perception to make sure there's not another thing in there?
Yeah, girl.
Okay, because I don't want one. Natural 20!
You see a couple humanoid bodies laying towards the back of the
cave.
But
nothing moving.
Nothing's moving.
Okay. Noted.
Right now.
Okay, cool. All right, that's it. That's it for me.
Okay, so Nat, Willow, and Nova, you guys see as you're coming closer and closer to the monster towards the top of the map. It's freaky looking one. It's blue skinned. It's you know, bipedal like a humanoid, but instead of feet, it has spikes. Its left arm is also a spike, but its right arm, it looks like it's a goopy mess with a, and then it's got a spike and a hand pierced through the spike. It has black goo running from its eyes, and it's sitting down on the ground right now, wailing.
Oh,
but it sees Nat and it looks up, and it gets friend.
Oh,
and it starts to stand.
Oh no. We are not friends.
I'm brandishing my great sword at it and I'm like, you think that I look like a friend?
All right, well, you're threatening. It's threatening now. We're jumping into initiatives. Let's go.
19.
Got 21.
8.
Okay. All right. Willow, you're first.
Well, this strange turn of events. Okay. I will step forward here a little bit. So I have a clear line of sight at it, and I will cast Guiding Bolt again. Maybe I'll hit this time. Fingers crossed.
Maybe, maybe.
Oh, and a natural 20.
Natural 20, sweet.
So he gets a super cool 21 points of radiant damage, and the next attack against him has advantage.
Sweet. Okay. Next is going to be Amira.
Amira actually feels a lot of conflict right now. So she's going to go ahead and go up here. And then she's going to call out to it. Were you always a monster?
In true adventurer form.
I know.
Friends with him?
Amira, you're killing me. That was so cute.
Because it's actually like a have you always been a monster?
Make a persuasion roll.
19.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of holding up my hands like, don't fuck with me kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And is that all you're going to do?
I can't ready an action, can I?
I mean, you can, speaking as a free action,
okay.
So you can ready an
so
action.
So I have my frying pan out, but... and I'm readying a magic missile at second level. And if it attacks me, then I'm going to release the magic missile.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I had to get that out. Okay, so you're ready in action, and it is its turn. It doesn't acknowledge you one bit in terms of conversation. Instead, he's going to come up on you because you're closest.
Fuck, I tried.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to release my...
You know, vampires used to be friends. Vampires used to be nice, normal people. The fact that it may have used to be not a monster means nothing.
Yeah. So go ahead and do your attack.
It means a lot to Amira in terms of research, so...
That's fair. I accept that. That's
the just get that research in order.
8 points of force damage.
Okay,
that's all. That's
it
really lame.
Stop it.
It's 12.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
it's 12.
You did 4.
Oh, sorry, 12. I can count, right?
No. So it's gonna run up on you, Amira. And it's going. To...
Friends, wait, friends
first. I need you, Amira, to make a wisdom save, please.
Fuck me. Okay.
And you are just out of my range, so you don't have advantage on it or anything.
No. It wouldn't that matter anyway on that one.
Oh, no.
Amira, you are going to take 10 psychic damage.
Okay. Anything else, coach?
Yeah, I'm going to hit you now.
Does she just take psychic damage from, like, looking at it up close? Is that all? Ugh.
Oh, boy. This will be rich.
22.
Uh-huh.
To hit you.
Uh-huh.
21 points of damage. And you are grappled.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, indeed.
Oh, no, Spider-Man.
Yeah, you are grappled.
Dang.
And it's going to go, friend!
No!
Okay, Nat, it's your turn.
Okay, I see this thing almost destroy Amira, so I run up to it, and I'm going to try and hit it.
Get advantage on this attack.
That's nice. 26?
That'll hit it.
Okay, so I do 10 slashing damage, and I'm also going to do a second level Divine Smite.
Okay.
Which is another nice. 13 radiant.
Okay.
It's more than that if it's an undead or if it's a fiend.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
That's a nat 20.
Damn, girl.
Save me.
So that is 14 damage, and I'm going to do... I can feel that it hit, so I'm going to do just a little smite. That's another 6.
Okay. It's going to scream out in pain.
Good. I want it to.
Now it's Nova's turn.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot this thing with my crossbow.
Okay.
19 hit it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's 7 points of damage. And then 46 of sneak attack.
Nice.
So that's math, 25 points of damage. And I want to die. I hate this.
Okay, it's still standing.
Oh!
Willow, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to come in and give Amira some of that sweet, sweet healing.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, she's needing it.
This is not Amira's day.
That's 26 total.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Marry me.
I mean, we did just break up my wedding, so...
We did.
Okay. Willow, is that all you're going to do?
Yes.
Amira.
Fuck it up.
You are grappled.
Amira's really pissed off about this, so she's going to be a little reckless, maybe. No, she doesn't want to be super reckless. She doesn't want to hurt her friends. But she is pretty pissed. I'm going to go ahead and do Scorching Ray at third level.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Can I do that at third level? Let me read that real fast. Can I?
Pretty sure you can.
Third level or higher. Oh, so I get an additional ray. So I get 4 rays.
Yeah.
So the first one's 18. 18 to hit.
An 18 hit.
10 points of fire damage. 12 doesn't hit. 26 hit. 8 points of damage. And then I got one more. 16 to hit.
Yes.
9 points of fire damage.
Yeah. Okay, Amira, you are dropped from its grasp. And it sobs as it falls to the ground dead.
The fact that they're all crying as they go down is, like, really unsettling,
that's,
right?
Yeah, no, that's why I was asking it, too.
And there are more... bodies in the cave, Amira?
Yeah. I saw 2 more humanoid bodies in the cave, but I didn't think anything else. I don't think anything else was in there, like, alive.
Okay. Are they similarly robed to the half-elf?
Yes.
Okay.
They are similarly robed.
Well, then I will, again, I can only drag 1 body back, but if there's more, we should bring them back to the caravan.
Yes.
Okay.
Then let's go ahead and keep going in the circle the same way, and we'll head to the northeast.
Okay, so again, you follow that one, and you follow it for about 30 minutes.
To yet another clearing of the small cave.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
Do we hear the crying again?
No, you don't.
Oh, thank God.
You hear screaming this time.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. Thanks, Sarah.
Hate it. Great. you come across a similarly set up clearing. It's super convenient. Yep. And you can actually see It reminds you of the first creature that you fought, not the little tiny ones, but the tall one with, you know, skin attaching to its bones. Mm-hmm. However, it does have two arms, and instead of hands, it has webbed fingers, webbed claws.
Okay, so this one is slightly normal, just slightly. Well,
kind of. Its mouth is wider than what you'd normally expect, and the only reason why you know that is because you watch it consume somebody. It has spikes sticking out of the back of its head, and it as it finishes eating whoever it just ate, it looks up and goes, hungry.
Oh, God.
And it starts making its way towards
toss
you.
Toss us
and
an initiative is... again.
Initiative rolls. Let's do this.
Ooh, I got a 19. Or that's good 15. For me.
16. 16.
I got a 3. You're going to kill it before it gets to do anything.
Probably.
It's so far away from me.
So, Nat, you're up first.
Anything that I'm going to do is wasting a second level spell slot. Okay, so I'm going to Misty Step forward.
Okay.
To here, because that's a bonus action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be able to run the rest of the way and attack it.
Go ahead and make your attack.
Oops, that shouldn't be an advantage. 23?
That'll hit.
So that will be 13 slashing damage. And the second attack is 26.
That'll also hit.
That'll be 14 slashing, and I'm gonna put smite in it just for funsies. That's another 3 radiant.
Okie dokie. That's a good first turn. Alright, Nat, anything else? Is that all? I think that's all.
That is all.
Okay. Willow, you're up.
Alright. I'm gonna mosey on forward. Mosey on down the trail. Ooh, do, 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 do. I didn't really need to do that, but that's fine. And I guess I'll go ahead and do just a Sacred Flame on it to start with. So it needs to make a dexterity save. DC 15. And I think that leveled up. Oh, bummer. So he jumps out of the way.
19.
No damage.
Okay. Mira.
It's far away. I'm good where I'm at. I'm going to do Firebolt on it.
Okay.
21 to hit.
That'll hit.
17 points of fire.
Okie dokie.
That's it. That's all I'm doing.
You're not gonna
no,
move.
I don't want to get close to those things anymore. Fuck that.
I don't know why. Nova, it's your turn.
I'm going to move closer, and as she's walking up, she's kind of like angrily muttering to herself, like, oh yeah, let's go visit Odette. She probably just needs help clearing out her basement again. And then I'm going to shoot it with my crossbow.
Okay.
Love. I'm guessing a 12 doesn't hit it. And then she's going to sigh, and she's just going to put down the crossbow. She's going to be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Let's not hit the scary thing. That makes so much sense.
And now she's stress pacing.
Do you want to go ahead and use your bonus action to hide behind me? Since I'm taller than you?
Yes. All
right, cool. Just checking.
Okay, roll your stealth check.
Okay.
As far as you know, you're hidden.
Wow, I rolled a 2 on that one. Okay.
Yeah. She's peeking out between Willow's legs like, you can't see me.
Okay. So, with its quarry in front of it, it's going to do an attack. So first, it's going to reach out to you with its mouth. It's going to...
Oh.
I'm assuming that hits with a 20.
It just hits, yeah.
Okay. You are going to take 8 points of piercing damage and 13 necrotic damage.
Okay.
It's going to attack you with its claw.
Oh, boy.
An 11 does not hit you.
No.
Okay. So it got a bite on you, but it sweeped too high to hit you. Okay. That is that's turn. It is now you, Nat.
okay, that hurt, so I'm going to destroy it now. 13 with my sword.
Okay. That is to hit? No, it doesn't hit.
Okay. And a natural one. Apparently, I am worse off than I expected myself.
Okay. Willow.
Okay.
It's your turn.
I'm going to stay here to keep giving cover to my good friend Nova, and I will do healing word on Nat from afar.
Thank you.
It's 11 hit points.
Great.
And I pull out my longbow.
Okay.
Because I don't want to move. I want to stay here for shorty. That's okay. 3 points of damage from my, as I assume, a 21 hits.
Yes. Safe assumption.
And now.
Okay. I'm going to do firebolt again from my safe distance.
Okay.
11 doesn't hit.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Are you going to do anything else? Or are you going to stay there
still? You know, don't make me regret this. I'm going to move a little bit closer. I'm going to move up next to Willow.
Your friend? Oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Nova, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to step out. I'm going to shoot it with my crossbow.
Okay.
I'm tired. I hate this thing.
Yep. You still 19. You get sneak attack.
I get sneak attack. That's cool.
19. Yeah, because you were stealthy, so you popped out to hit.
Did I hit it?
Yes, you hit it regardless.
Cool. Sneak attack. 14. That's a 21.
Okay, is that all you're going to do, Nova?
I'm going to hide behind Willow again.
Okay.
That's a stealth roll, right?
Yes.
16.
Okay.
Cool.
It is the creature's turn. And it is going to continue its attack on Nat. Its bite. 21 hits.
God.
You will take 13 points of damage. And its second attack is a natural one. Nat, instead of 13, it was improved to 16.
Okay.
Because of a thing.
Because of what thing?
A thing that it knows. So.
It knows. Secrets.
You guys don't know, but I know, and it's like, I don't want to reveal everything to you in one go.
I am both horrified by this creature and just really happy that I'm the one who's getting attacked.
Yeah. It's good that you're up here on it. Nat, it's your turn.
Oh, great. I'm going to probably miss some more. But
that's okay.
We'll see. 24.
That doesn't
That'll
miss.
Hit.
That hits.
And I am going to smite it.
Okay.
I just have to check on my spell slots. Yeah, I'm going to do a second level. That's my last one. But it's an extra 12.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
And then...
I miss when Sarah made us do the YMCA. I just wanted to put that in.
Yeah. And then my second attack is going to miss, I think.
Yes.
It's a 13.
A 13 will miss. Willow, you're up.
How bad does it look?
Make a medicine check.
13.
It looks bad, but it looks like it can still continue on for a little bit.
Okay, I would like it to make a, dexterity save. I am calling down, I'm gonna use my turn to do call lightning. Okay, and I'd like to use my channel divinity power to max that damage out to 30.
Ooh.
I can do that anytime, my channel divinity I can use to max out lightning or thunder damage.
Wow.
So
okay, yeah, that makes it not so happy.
And then as another bonus spell, can I heal Nat again?
Okay.
Let me do it at second level. All right, 11. 11 hit points to...
Okay, thank you.
Nat again.
Okie dokie. Okay, Amira.
Can I do, like, a medicine check to see how far down this thing is?
Yes.
14?
I mean, the same thing that Willow kind of observed. It is taking a good number of damage, but it still looks like it's doing pretty. It's doing okay.
We're gonna have to fix that.
It's not great, but it's doing okay.
It's fine. That's okay. That's okay.
With their medicine check, can they tell if I or the creature are going to die first?
Well, it depends on how the rolls go.
That's fine.
But it might not be a bad idea to get some more hits in on
fine.
It.
Fine. I've got this.
You got
I've
this.
Got this. Magic missile, fourth level.
Yeah.
Do it.
Ooh.
I'm tired of this damn thing. 15 points of force damage?
That would
25
be 25
points of force
points.
Damage. God, I always forget that second number. Or the first number.
Oh, look at that. You maxed out that main roll, though. That's nice.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many missiles do you get?
That's all of them. And
that's all of them? Oh, yeah, that is all of them.
Yeah. And then, does it still look like it's hurting? Or does it still look okay? Or, like, it's up?
It's still up.
Okay, so then I'm going to spend 2 sorcery points. And, toss in a firebolt, just for funsies, because why not?
Okay.
17 hit?
Yes.
12 points of fire damage.
It's still up.
God. Dang. I tried. Sorry.
Nova, it's your turn.
Okay. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna move closer, and I'm gonna pull out my crossbow. It was already out. I've been exclusively using the crossbow. I'm gonna shoot it.
Does not hit.
Oh!
Okay, next is the creature. It's going to continue its assault on Nat, but this time, Nat, you can hear it say, "Heal." And it rolled a natty 1 on its bite.
Wait, what is
it
say?
What did it say?
Heal me! It said, "Heal me!
Heal me!"
Okay.
Heal me! And so its first attack, which was the bite, missed. Its second attack was a 26, and I'm pretty confident.
That'll hit, yeah. Is it using any sort of magic on me to make me want to heal it, or is it just
no? It's just saying,
saying
it.
That.
Yeah, it's just saying. That's freaking lucky that it's bite missed. So you take 18 points of damage, and you are now considered grappled.
Okay, so that's gonna—I don't remember—is that gonna give me disadvantage?
No. That does not give you disadvantage. We have found out.
Okay, well, I wasn't gonna anyway, so that's fine.
It is. You are grappled and restrained until the grapple ends.
Okay. Then you are disadvantaged.
Yeah. Okay.
And that is its turn.
My turn.
Yep. So you can try and break the grapple if you wish to, or if you have something else you want to do, go ahead.
I think that I'm just going to try and hit it. It seems
okay.
More likely, or more effective. So the first one is an 11.
Misses.
So that'll miss. And the second is a 19.
That'll hit.
So that is 12 slashing. And 6 radiant damage.
Still up.
Ugh.
Okay.
But now it's looking pretty rough.
I really hope it's looking pretty rough doesn't mean it's bloody.
Okay. That's all you can do because you're grappled and restrained. Willow.
Okay. I'm going to come up here. Next to Nat, I guess behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, behind me is good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you broke out just a little bit.
Oh.
Can you repeat that?
Can I see if the fire and lightning damage, all of the elemental damage we've been doing, has that been doing full damage to it? Or does it look like it is not taking? It just seems like we've poured a lot of
You have poured a lot into this. It is a very hefty creature in terms of hit points, but it looks like it's been taking the full damage.
Okay, that's fine. I would like it to make another dexterity save. Okay, so it's going to take half. That'll take 9 points of lightning damage from the nether call lightning, and then I will do another little heal on Nat. That's max. So 7 hit points back to Nat.
Okay. All right. That's the end of Willow's turn. Amira, you're up.
Okay. Scorching Ray, second level.
Okay.
So that's 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
8 points of fire damage. Natural 20.
Yeah.
16 points of fire damage. And 20 for 10 points of fire damage.
Is it dead?
It's still standing.
Oh, what the God! Oh!
34 points of damage. That's ridiculous.
But it looks bad, you guys. It looks so bad right now.
All right. All right, Nova. Pitch hitter, we need you. Come through for us.
Come through, baby.
Finish him.
I'm going to walk up to it. I'm going to turn to it. Okay. I'm going to say, I hate you. And I'm going to hit it with Glitter Blade.
And that'll hit.
21. 7. Mm-hmm. Do I get sneak attack on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. All right. That's 25 points of damage.
That's a great sneak attack.
Nova.
Yes?
It cries out in pain as you slash it down and releases Nat from its grasp.
I sit on the ground.
Man, guys, there's like one more of these things out there somewhere. This is terrible.
Gee, I hope there aren't any dead bodies in this cave.
There probably are.
Too late, there are.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Amir sits down next to Nat. You did great. You okay?
Yeah, I think that I need to go back to the camp and rest before we can go after whatever else is out here.
I think that's a good idea.
But
yeah, probably.
What's...
Hey, guys, guess what? More dead bodies to drag back to camp.
You know I love dragging dead bodies.
We lead such interesting lives. Did we ever stop to think about that for just a second?
It's true. So we want to take a short rest back at camp.
Is that
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get some sweet, sweet hit die back.
Okay. So we're just gonna say for time's sake, you guys make your way back to camp. On one of the bodies, if you're doing a quick glance, you do see some journals.
Hey, Amira, I found you some reading material.
Yeah, no, Amira is reading the journals.
Okay, so the journals that you have recovered, they're more diaries than anything, but one of them seems to be researcher notes. They go into discussion about the Shadowfell and some of the many horrors that they found in the Shadowfell, but one of them caught the attention of the researching group and intrigued them because you felt pity for these horrible, god-awful creatures and you couldn't figure out why.
This explains so much. Does it say, like,
anything about what they're called?
Yeah. So it talks about the short two-legged ones, the wretched. They make a note that it reminds them of like a little pack of raptors. they think maybe the wretched they live off of life energy and fear, which is what makes them terrifying. Like, you shouldn't underestimate them. They talk about one that keeps crying out, hello, hello, and they call it the Lost. They did have some problems capturing the Lost and its keeper, the keeper being one of the researchers, because mm-hmm. it kept trying to lead them through the Shadowfell and twist them around. But if they didn't have the help of their fellow researchers, you know, bad stuff would have happened. They like to embrace any creatures that they can reach, so they had notations to keep their distance from it, even whenever it was in a cage, and it was most happy when it had a victim.
Ooh.
Mm.
And those are the only notes that you find, or it's about those two.
Nothing about the beefy one that we mm-hmm. just killed.
Not yet.
And I just put that one in my yeah. journal in my satchel.
Yeah. From what it sounds like, is each researcher had their own monster that they were focusing their attention upon. So that's what you know.
So were there five cages back at camp?
Yep.
Yep. And the little wretched bitey guys came out of one of them.
Yep.
So then it's safe to assume that all of these other guys were in a cage each of themselves. How do they get yep. out? God, these are the worst researchers. Scientists. Okay.
Overconfident.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
All I have to say is that Odette better have some milk and cookies waiting for us when we get back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a therapist.
Okay. Then after a short rest, I guess, we're going to go use our zero spell slots that we have left to confront the fourth one.
So, with your short rest complete, you guys have decided to travel through the last path that you've not traveled yet. You can hear a shouting fest happening right now. It's you've got us lost, and you've lost our food, and another voice goes, no, I'm not as stupid as you, meh, 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 and it's an argument happening, and it sounds like the same voice, but it's loud.
Can I sneak?
Hmm.
Can we sneak to see? Or are we just gonna approach it?
If you wish to sneak to peek, yes, you can.
Oh, no.
I'm willing to try, but it will not go.
Five.
Well. 20. Oh!
Oh, I got a 4. Killer. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
You guys think you're hella stealthy. Nova, you are like the knight, and then you turn around and see that your three friends are not that sneaky.
They're doing like the at all. Scooby-Doo sort of like sneak.
Yeah.
Oh man.
How close did you want to get to it? Just till you saw it?
Yeah, I'll get pretty close.
Okay. So you guys can move about here in front of the rock towards the south side of the map. Yeah. Just move yourselves. And you see it's another pink gray toned creature that stands on two legs. It has a god-awful lumpy body, and it has two arms that are branched out into hooks, and a set of two heads, and it looks like the two heads are arguing against each other.
You know what?
Hmm.
Do they notice
us? You know what?
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 I'd like to cast Whisper.
Yes!
I would really love to cast Whisper right now. Or Message, or whatever it's called.
Okie dokie.
I'd like to cast Message, and I'm going to cover my hand, and I'm going to point at the monster, and I'm going to say, no, we left our stuff back at the camp. Turn around. And I'm going to make it get away from us, because I hate it. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it.
Make a deception check.
Deception check. Okay. Deception check. Where is that? There it is.
Ooh. Oh.
That's a 20.
Shit. Not natural, but it is a 20. The heads kind of give each other a same look and go, what do you mean we left stuff at the camp? We didn't have stuff to begin with. Oh my gods. And because you guys came from the camp. It's starting to walk this way.
I did not think this through. I'm going to cast message again. I'm going to go, other way, other and, way.
And it, well, you can try and make another deception check, but it as it started walking that way, it saw you guys.
Alrighty.
Or at least it saw me with my natural one.
I made a poor decision.
Yay, bad life choices.
Yay.
Initiative?
I thought Olivia was making another deception check.
Oh, right. Right.
But plot twist, it's 15. Yeah, that doesn't work this time because it's not you.
Plot twist. Spoiler alert.
People. Go away.
You're a people. You go away.
I'll make you go away.
I'll make and you it go starts away.
Starts moving forward, so just make sure you click your token.
20.
What? That's what two is... threes.
Oh, no. What is happening?
Sarah, it's okay. We still have to sit down in that last combat. It's going to be amazing.
I forgot to click my token.
Lauren.
She told
I know.
Lauren, I reminded you.
She
you.
Said, do it. I rolled. I was like, oh, I thought I did. To be fair, I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Your overlord lives to help.
I appreciate you, overlord. You are my favorite.
I'm not
overlord.
Your overlord, actually. That's a lie. Yeah, 4. Yep.
The creature's got a 4, and they're still ahead of 2 of us.
You're so cool.
Yeah,
I love that I have an initiative modifier, but technically you're going to go first because I rolled a 1, so...
Okay, let's do this. Mira, you're up.
All right, pony's out of the gate. I have my frying pan out. And I'm going to cast Fireball at 4th level.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Fuck this, do dude. It. I'm tired
it's
of it.
Cool. I need a dexterity save, right?
Sure, yeah. You failed. Did fail.
With a 7.
So that is 28, is that right? 28 points of fire damage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good starting point.
And I just flip it off. I'm tired of these things. And that's my turn.
Okay. Next is Nova.
Would you say this is a humanoid?
You can't turn it.
Would you
Sorry,
say
it's a monster, Livy? Nova, you'd know with all these other ones that you've been fighting, it's a monster. You can't charm monsters. You don't have that spell, I don't think.
All right, okay. I'm gonna cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter then.
That'll be horrible.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because
Jesus Christ.
Okay, 20. Yep, we'll take the 20. So nothing happens then?
Oh, I guess.
Okay. It is the creature's turn. And it goes,
just come kill me.
Who hurt us? Who hurt us? And he's just gonna go up to the closest person. And it's going to do its attack.
Just kill me, why don't you? Oh, yeah.
Well, Livy, you opened up that invitation for a natural 20. God. So, I'm going to have to... Okay, you take 32 points of damage.
Jiminy Christmas. Okay, what's 61 minus 32?
Jesus Christ.
29.
Cool. Can I ask that you don't do that again?
You can ask.
Please, sir. Don't
Please
do that
don't
again.
That hurt. Again, sir. That hurt.
Okay. Willow, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to actually circle around the dude.
Okay. And I kind of see the path that you're trying to take here.
Yeah, I'm going to go around him without leaving his area, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to do Thunder Wave on him and attempt to push him over to Nat. And I am going to use my Channel Divinity on it to make it max damage. Okay. You still need to make a con save, so it's a DC 15 con save. And max damage is not a lot, but that's still 16. Okay. He'll take 8 points of damage, and he is not pushed.
Okay. Alrighty. Next is Nat.
Okay, I will run up to him.
Okay.
And I will attempt to slaughter. So the first attack is a 27.
That'll hit.
And I will use my last spell slot to smite. Oh, I rolled 2 ones on that. That's horrible. No. Okay. And my second attack is... didn't go through. Oh, and then it went through twice. My second attack is a 23.
I'll hit.
So that's 14 slashing damage.
Good hit.
So that's over both. It's a total of 30.
Cool. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amira, you're up.
Amira is fed up with these things. So she's going to go ahead and do Fireball at third level. And she's going to use her last points of sorcery. Yes,
that's going to hit us.
Oh no, you're gonna use your sorcery.
Yeah, points. Yeah, I'm doing careful spell. Okay. I'm expending my last sorcery point to make sure you guys are careful or safe. So don't worry, it won't hurt you. It'll just hurt him a lot, hopefully.
Is that right, or does it just make us pass our save and we take half?
Hold on, let me see.
Hey, Amira, please don't kill me.
It just says you can protect some of those creatures from the spell's full force. Oh, shoot. I don't want to do that then. I'm not going to do that because I know that she's been hurting. So, okay, that's fine. That's okay. I'll just go ahead and do Scorching Ray at third level. So that gives me 4 Scorching Rays. Sorry about that, ladies. 16 to hit. 26 to hit.
Hits.
6 points of fire.
Okay.
22 to hit.
Hit.
4 points of fire.
Okay.
Oh, tits. That's a natural 1.
Okay, that misses.
And that's gonna be my turn.
All right, Nova, it is your turn.
Hey, sirs, can I ask you to stop? We've killed so many of your friends. You're probably gonna die. There's just no point. Just stop. Can I roll persuasion?
You can.
That is a 26.
They seethe and hiss at you and go, "No, no stopping madness."
Well, okay.
All so you right. can attack?
I guess I have to. I tried to make friends. That's 12.
Nope, that misses.
I'm gonna hide behind Willow again.
Show me your path that you're taking to Willow.
My path that I'm taking to Willow? Okay.
You can use a bonus action to disengage from him, but then you can't also hide.
Yeah. Okay. We can do that. So now do a stealth check.
Now do a stealth check.
Yep.
14.
Okay. As far as you know, you're hidden.
Cool.
It's the creature's turn, and he's going to... I mean, Nat just hit him pretty good, too. So he's going to do his assault on Nat. One hooked arm reaches out to hit Nat, and does... 10 does not hit.
Nope.
It sweeps too high. Second attack is a nat D1. It misses.
I stick my tongue out at him.
Oh, hold on. I get one more.
Fuck you.
15 doesn't hit you. And a 12 doesn't hit. God damn. Cool. Okay, so he misses all his attacks on that. Next. Is going to be Willow.
I mean, yeah, that's me. So, Cool. I will call in on him so he can make me a reflex save.
Okie dokie.
All right, then he takes 24 points of lightning damage.
Wow, that hurts.
That's all for me.
Nat, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to hit it.
Hit it.
A 15?
No.
Oh.
Okay, and a 12. No. Okay, I miss it. It sticks its tongues back out.
Okay, Mira.
I'm just going to Scorching Ray. Just repeatedly. 18 to hit.
18 does hit.
8 points of fire damage. 11 points of fire damage. 26 does 9 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And that's gonna be it.
Nova.
I'm gonna pop back out. I'm gonna hit it.
Okay.
With my glitter blade.
27 hits.
27 hits, and I get sneak attack on that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's 11 plus 10, so 21.
Okay.
I'm gonna hide behind Willow again.
Okay, make your stealth check.
Yeah. That is a 28.
Oh my god, where did Nova go?
She disappeared.
I'm in a bush.
Hello. Okay, well, it's the creature's turn. So, it turns to look for Nova, but it cannot see her, but it does see Willow, because she did just hit it.
It did.
Okay,
that hits.
Okay, 27 and a 20 to hit. Hits. So those both
hit. The first one, when it hits me, I am Wrath of the Storm baby. Back at him. So okay. Just make another save.
Is it Dex?
Yeah, Dex. Dex save.
Okay, 12. Okay,
then he takes 16 points of storm damage from attacking.
Okay. With the both claws that have hit you, that is 32 points of piercing
Jesus,
damage.
Jesus, totally? Total?
Yes, total.
32?
Oh, God.
Okay, cool. I have 7 hit points left. That's amazing. Is it my turn?
You also get an additional 19 points of damage.
Whoa, what?
From what? Oh, from necrotic?
It's actually psychic damage.
Is that considered a spell effect? Would I take half damage from that because I'm inside Nat's aura?
Not a spell effect, no ma'am.
Alright, well then I am knocked out.
Next is Willow.
I'm... Who? Hold on. Gotta make a death save.
Yay.
Oh, natural, man, 20.
Natural 20!
As 2, does that bring me back up?
That brings you back up with 1 hit point.
Yeah, you have 1 hit point.
Alright, so that sucks because my call lightning got knocked out. What a dick.
that's all you can do because normally on a death saving throw, you just roll it and then you're done. Because you're natural 20, you got hit 1 hit point back up, and that's the end of your turn. Okay. Nat.
Can I roll something to get like an insight on whether I think that if I hit it a couple times, it'll go down?
Yeah, you can do a medicine check.
Okay, 22.
You're kind of thinking that this is kind of like the last one. It can take a lot of hits. You think if you hit it really good a couple more times, it'll go down, though.
Okay, so I hit it, and then Amira and Nova still have... Okay, I'll heal you. That's later, okay. Willow. So I take a step to the side, and I am going to swing my sword. 26 to hit?
26 hits.
Okay, so that's 13 damage, and 14 misses.
Amira.
Third level magic missile!
Okay.
16 points of force damage. And, unfortunately, I've got one sorcery point left, and it's not enough to do a careful spell, or a quicken spell, so that's just gonna have to be it, unfortunately.
Okay. Nova, you've lost your stealth because Willow did fall.
Yeah.
So you were a bit revealed there, so just kind of FYI.
I'm gonna step back up. Does that mean I don't get a sneak attack?
You still do
because Nat's up there.
Cool. I'm gonna hit it with my glitter blade again.
Okay. 24 hits. Yes, ma'am.
It's 11 points of sneak attack. 20 points of damage. And I'm not gonna hide again because last time I hid, Willow died.
Well, yes. It is this creature's turn, and it's excited that you step back up into the fray.
Oh, good.
And is going to make an attack on you, Nova.
14 does not hit. 16 does not hit. Nice.
That's freaking lucky. Okay. That is its turn, and it's going to go, oh, I hate you. Willow, you're at one hit point.
I hate thing you is too.
Yelling.
So the feeling is mutual.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. I'm going to start.
Just get out of here.
But that goes against everything I stand for.
Just go, Willow.
Can you stand?
You can't help us if you're Willow. Dead. So.
All right, fine. I will use my action to disengage.
Okay. That is all you can do, Nat.
Okay, I'm going to try again to kill it.
Do it.
16?
Misses.
And the second one is a 23.
That hits.
So that is 16 slashing damage.
I will give you the satisfaction of explaining to me how you kill this thing. Yes!
Okay, so just for funsies, we're going to say that I make a sort of leap and I slice off both of its heads.
Yeah, I like it.
Excellent.
I like it.
Good job. Yeah, it starts to scream as Nat comes forward and launches herself onto it, slash it down, and just the screaming stops.
Yes.
You have dispatched your foe!
Then I'm going to walk over to Willow and I'm going to lay hands on her for 20 hit points.
Thanks.
Okay.
Is everyone okay?
I bet there's more dead bodies.
Probably more dead bodies.
Probably more dead bodies. Very cavernous area. This.
You know, maybe we should have a cavern. Maybe we should have a cave.
Four girls in a cave.
See? That's when we turn evil and become villains of the next campaign.
There's a lot of dead bodies in here. It's the rest of the caravan. There's about five. And a horse's corpse. There's two horse corpses in here.
These researchers are going to lose their grant, by the way. They're not going to be able to continue this research when they get back to their school.
We have my mount, Bacon, so we can probably get them all back. It'll be a slow and annoying trek.
Yeah, we can do it, though. It's fine. Fuck those things. Sarah, in the notes anywhere, did it say where these creatures came from?
The Shadowfell.
Well, did it say, like, how they got here, or?
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and just do a bit of an epilogue here, and that'll explain it to you guys. So you guys have collected the bodies of the researchers, and you're going to make your slow way back to Helmfirth. You do find remaining researcher notes, and you can kind of piece together what has happened. So from what you can tell, the researchers had found a way to travel to the Shadowfell, came across these creatures, were so enamored with their human-like senses of emotions. It kind of struck a chord with them. So they captured them and brought them back to the material plane to take them to a charisma to study them at the Mages College, where they would be contained. From what you can see, one of them somehow convinced another person to let them out, and that's when chaos broke. So the notes that you're able to finally get, you remember the bluish creature that had a really long arm and spikes for its leg and arm. They referred to it as the Lonely. It has an overwhelming need for companionship, and it's just a feeling of manifestation that gave it itself a form in the Shadowfell.
I mean, me too, but it doesn't have to be that dramatic about it.
That's the one that was like leaking black goo, right?
Yeah, from its eyes.
What about the webbed guy? Do we have a name for the webbed guy, the webbed hands?
The webbed guy was called the Hungry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It never mattered what it ate. It was always hungry. It was like a feeling of an empty, bottomless pit that it could just never be filled. So it just ate everything.
Again, me too.
And what was this and last guy?
The last one was called the Angry. It's a greedy devourer. It consumed all life and energy that it encountered and would just continue stuffing its face with whatever it could. And it was mad all the time. It always looked for an argument all the time. So a few more of the researchers' notes reveals that, you know, they weren't quite sure of the full capabilities of the Shadowfell creatures, but they were able to subdue them in the Shadowfell, capture them, and bring them back.
Wild.
That is wild.
All right, so we're just going to check off the Shadowfell on the list of places that we're never going to go. No problem. That's just off the list right now.
Well, cool. So you guys make it back to Helmfirth with your, with the scouts and the caravan members who are dead. Given proper burial and turn in the quest marker to Wilfred.
Yeah.
And you guys end it with a happy note of festivities and food and cupcakes if you so desire. And
no!
Oh, I got it. Oh, no. We're in Helmfirth. I'm buying more cupcakes.
Oh, no.
And so Amira's new nightmare continues.
That's...
Ladies.
Yes.
What did you think? What did you like? What did you hate?
I think
I loved and hated every moment of each creature.
They were all very creepy.
Those monsters were scary. And, like, I hated it, but they're very good monsters.
Yeah. I can't wait till this book officially releases so I can show you the images of these monsters because they're hella creepy. Yeah. Yeah, they're hella creepy. And I enjoyed reading them because it's like, oh my god, this is going to be fantastic. So, this is our plug. D&D, Wizards of the Coast. Thank you guys so much for letting us do this for you guys. It's an absolute honor. This book is fantastic. I can't wait to share it with the rest of you guys. And it's been a freaking awesome experience. So, ladies.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where are we at?
Like
emotionally?
Let's do emotional ratings.
10
first.
Being, negative like, four. Great, or 1 being super upset.
1 being you're never playing D&D again.
Oh, what? No, never.
Oh, ooh. When you put it
we're
like
definitely
that.
Up at the 10 level there. I got D&D later today, man. What?
I'm playing again today and nice. Tomorrow.
Okay, but, okay.
Yeah, is that like a 15?
I guess like 15.
That sounds about right.
D&D, we love it. Tomb of Foes is going to be freaking cool. We can't wait.
It really is. I'm really excited to see what other monsters they have hiding for us.